A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'd like to welcome an old friend from Malaysia who went from being an FHM model, girl next door, to a fashion entrepreneur. It's welcome to Laura Patricia Chandran from Malaysia, who's visiting Singapore this weekend. Good to see you, Laura.
Thank you, Jason. I'm so happy to be in Singapore, and I'm more than thrilled to be on this show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what a journey you've had, because, you know, we met, almost a decade ago, and you were an aspiring young model in Malaysia, where I was working for Astro as a TV presenter, and you had this dream about being a fashion entrepreneur. So tell me firstly about your fashion label, Urban Niche.
Right. Okay. So I started Urban Niche back in 2013. And my brand specializes mostly in swimwear, gymwear, and we've just branched out into sunglasses last year. So it's been a long journey, and I've always been passionate about fashion. So I do my own designs for some of them as well. And I've also been very into modeling for swimwear when I was younger. And it just led on to become something deeper than that. And I just wanted to share my passion with everyone and just turn it into a big brand.
Yeah, well, that's a great dream to have. And, you know, was it something that you had, you know, when you started modeling, or is it just when it kind of evolved as you became a model?
Well, when I first started modeling, I actually was doing a lot of bikini shoots. So I suppose, like, I found difficulty finding good pieces of swimwear in KL because it was very limited. So I decided, why not start my own brand to bring in the more trending pieces? I've always enjoyed the swimwear fashion shows from US and Europe, and I just wanted to bring those trends down to Asia.
So you felt that in Asia there wasn't the kind of, you know, fashion that you wanted when it came to swimwear, that you weren't quite satisfied with the range?
Exactly. It was very limited, and I just thought, why not bring something different, more daring, something a little bit more sexy. So I brought those sort of designs in, and we started out with that, and I started getting a very good response, which led on to bigger things.
Oh, that's good. And how did it branch out from, you know, swimwear to other different parts of fashion?
Right. I think people in KL have been getting really into fitness lately in the past 2 years or so, I'd say. So we started gymwear exactly 2 years ago, and it's been getting a very good response as well, because I think women nowadays, they want to be fit, you know, they want to be slim, and they want to get toned. Like, it's not just about being skinny anymore. It's more about being strong. It's more about being healthy. So gymwear has done really well, too.
And sunglasses, you said this has been the most recent thing.
That's right. So for sunglasses, I actually have a partner who's doing this with me. And he started bringing in sunglasses from his factory in China last year. And he actually got to know about my brand, and he wanted a social media platform to promote his sunglasses. So we decided to collaborate for a while and see how things go. And it actually has been going pretty well.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
With Laura Patricia Chandran. She is a model and fashion designer from Malaysia, visiting Singapore at the moment. So let's go back to the beginning and find out, you know, your own professional journey. And as we mentioned, it was FHM magazine where
That's
you were
right.
the girl next door. How did you get to that position? And, you know, were you just really a teenager, I guess, when you were first trying to get your first steps into modeling?
Exactly. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, you're 29 years old this year.
That's
right. In 2019. So, you know, did you always have the dream of being a model, or, you know, what was, your background, I should explain too. You're half Celanese and half Filipino. You're a Malaysian national. What was your dream when you were growing up?
Right. Well, it was kind of an accidental mistake, because I went with a friend to a photo shoot, actually, and I wasn't really expecting anything. I was kind of helping her get ready. Like, I was just bringing her bag and, like, helping her touch up her makeup and stuff. So the photographer kind of came up to me, and he was like, would you like to take a couple of shots as well? And I thought, why not, you know, just for fun since I'm here. And when I looked at the pictures, it actually came out pretty well.
So it surprised you a little bit, did it?
Yeah, it did. And I was pretty happy about that. And I thought, you know, why not venture into this a bit more and see where it goes? So I started building up a modeling portfolio from there. And I did a few different shoots with different photographers. And I started getting a bit more comfortable and confident with it. And when the FHM auditions came up, I thought, why not give it a go? Because I'd seen a few girls get pretty good opportunities from there. So I was pretty excited to try. And I went for the auditions. And there were so many beautiful girls everywhere. I didn't really think I'd stand a chance. Like, you know, I was a bit nervous about it. But it turns out I was selected for top 12. And I was amazed. Like, you know, it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, this was the FHM magazine Girl Next Door competition in Malaysia, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And then that, I guess, was a launch pad for a more serious modeling career. How difficult was it to go from that as kind of a fresh face beginner in modeling to actually become a professional?
Oh, well, it was definitely a great stepping stone. Because I think that was the first time I got featured in a magazine as well as their calendar. And we also had the final competition, which was pretty hyped up. And I got to meet lots of good contacts and friends from there. And that was definitely something that I'd say it launched me a bit faster. So from there, I started getting different opportunities and I started meeting different contacts, which got me deeper into the industry. So I would say the whole experience was a very... it was very significant. Yeah.
I'm sure. So I think, yeah, we probably met about, you know, 8-9 years ago when you're just starting out. And now, you know, in 2013, you have this moment, this kind of wow moment of wanting to start your own brand, fashion brand. So what was the process in that?
Well, like I said, like I was doing a lot of swimwear modeling and I realized there were not many good swimwear brands in KL. So I thought, why not, you know, just try starting my own brand because like online and social media marketing seem to be growing at this point.
Yeah.
So I just gave it a go. Like I started with just a couple of a few designs. I think I brought in about 10 designs the first time around. And I just started doing photo shoots with different models. Like a lot of them were my friends as well. So it was always kind of fun. Like the photographers were friends too. So we used to have like fun outings, maybe to the beach or to waterfalls. And we used to take the pictures for the collection. And I started posting these pictures online and the response was amazing because a lot of people were having difficulty finding good swimwear in KL. So they kept coming up to me and asking where I get these designs and everything. And it turned out pretty good.
What about sourcing manufacturers and that kind of thing and getting help with your designs? How did you go about that?
Right. Well, that was a bit challenging at first because I was very concerned about the quality. And we did look into China at first, and we branched out into a few different markets, Thailand, Bali. So when you find a manufacturer you actually think can produce the quality and the type of designs you want, I think it's just best to stick with them.
So you found a local one in Malaysia or did you?
I haven't found one locally, but my main manufacturer is in China. Mm-hmm. So I work a lot with them and I also work a lot with my manufacturer in Thailand. So for Thailand, I do a lot of sourcing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a mixture of my own designs and sourcing. And basically in Thailand, that's where I source for a lot of the ready-made goods.
With Laura Patricia Chandran, model and fashion entrepreneur, talking about her urban niche range. And what about in Singapore? Is it available in Singapore?
Oh, we do shipping to Singapore, but I don't have a physical outlet here yet, which I would hope to have in the future, perhaps.
Right. And you said that off air that you've got a shop now in Bangsa, which is a kind of trendy area of Kuala Lumpur, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a, I'd say it's a very hip and modern area for young people. And we were previously in a mall called Bangsar Village, but this year we're branching out into our own store area, which is along Telawi 4. Mm-hmm. So we'll be having the full range of swimwear, gymwear, and sunglasses over there. And we might also be bringing in something more like party wear, club wear, something fashionable, maybe just like sleek daily wear. stuff like that.
And what's been your impression of the Singapore scene compared to Malaysia when it comes to, you know, swimwear and party wear and that kind of stuff?
Oh, I think people in Singapore dress fabulously. Everyone here is very fashionable. I think they carry themselves beautifully, especially when I go on nights out to Clarke Quay, Marina Bay Sands. I think everyone's dressed to the nines. Like, they look amazing.
And what have you learned on this fashion journey, and how much you know, money have you made? Has it been something, you know, you're on Money FM, of course. Has it been lucrative for you? Is it more of a passion project?
Well, it certainly has been lucrative. I mean, as an entrepreneur, of course, I go into any business thinking of making the profit, you know. So when we first started off, like, it was a bit slow. Like, we had a lot of investment to make into the marketing, into the designing, into the research, customer targeting. So, of course, all that was the initial investment. But I think now that we're a few years in, probably 5 years in now, like, we're actually seeing very good returns.
Mm. And what gives you more of joy? Is it modeling now, or is it getting, you know, stuff out there and sold and, you know, creating designs for fashion? What's giving you more pleasure now?
Well, I'd definitely say I'm more focused on the business now. I still do a bit of modeling here and there, and I still do have a lot of fun with it because I do meet a lot of different people at shoots, and they're always lovely, and we go to different locations. But I'd say right now I am enjoying business much more because, I mean, it's something that I've really worked for and invested in, and it's just amazing to see customers buying your products and people giving you shout-outs on social media. It's something great, you know, just to see your passion turn into something successful.
But as a female and being young, was it hard at first to be taken seriously? Because of, you know,
you're just a pretty
face, or you're a model. You know, what are you thinking about becoming a designer?
Oh, yeah. I certainly think that applies until today. Because, you know, people tend to underestimate you when you tell them you're a model. Like, they kind of stereotype it with the typical dumb blonde kind of thing, which is so untrue. Because, you know, I know so many models who are just brilliant ladies. They have master's degrees, you know, like, they're working hard. They have their own businesses. So, I mean, of course, I think it takes a while for people to get to know you and to understand what you're about. But when you get there and you earn their respect, it's all worth it.
So what advice would you give to someone listening out there who is like you and has ideas about fashion and designs and wants to kind of break into the market but doesn't know what the first step to take is?
Oh, well, I'd say, well, you have to enjoy what you're doing, you know, first of all. So your work is more a passion. It doesn't even feel like work. So when you do something that you enjoy, you're just going to give 100%. You're not even going to think twice about the investment. You're not going to worry about that. Because at the end of the day, like, you just want to put your passion into something and you want to watch it grow. You want to see it develop. So I'd say doing something you enjoy is very important.
And what would you like to do in the future? You know, it's been 6 years almost of having your own brand. What about in the future?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to develop the brand and internationally. I would hope to branch out to places like Singapore, maybe Hong Kong, Japan. So I'm working hard on that. And apart from that, I've been doing a bit of travel writing as well. Oh. So I've been working with a magazine in KL called Leisure Media. And we do cover big events like Mata Fair, like end of the year travel fairs. So that's also one of my passions at the moment.
Writing?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so I've been doing a spot of journalism here and there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, next thing you'll be taking over from me maybe as a radio host.
Oh, wow.
So how can we find out more about Urban Niche and what you're up to, and also follow you on social media?
Oh, yes, please do. So I'm on social media, on Instagram at Laura_Patricia_C. And you can follow our brand on Instagram as well at Urban_Niche. And we're also on Facebook. Just check us out at Urban Niche.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to Laura Patricia Chandran, the model and fashion designer from Malaysia, how she went from an FHM girl next door to fashion entrepreneur. Many thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Jason, for having me. It's been a pleasure.